good girls go to heaven, but girls like you come to me. I don't even know how you do it. You must have a supernatural sense for the kind of man who can give you what you so desperately need. I mean, I don't mind. I like little sluts like you. And let's face it, you deserve better. All you really get is more of the same. Just getting fucked and used in the same old ways. What you really need is someone whose imagination matches your appetite. Someone like me. When you and I hooked up, you really just wanted someone to appreciate you for your willingness to do anything, anywhere, and to almost anyone. You told me that you hadn't found your limits yet. Well, we found them together, didn't we? When you used your safe word, I was happy to stop. But you were a bit surprised. That had never happened to you before, had it? And you were almost, dare I say it, embarrassed? You had just finished telling me how I could use you in any way that I liked, and how you didn't want to be anything more than my fuck doll. You even smiled when I slapped you. Practically went into heat when I had you in public, and you let me fuck you in the ass in the back of my car. That, and all the other things we were doing when we were first exploring each other, was fun. But I'm here to tell you that it's only going to get more exciting from now on. You see, I've learned what I need to. And I know you now. You are my favorite project. Your pleasure and pain are my fondest avocations. You say that you will fuck anyone, anytime, and you mean it, but let's face it, no one fucks you like I do. When you thought you might shock me, you were the one who ended up being shocked. When you asked for two men at once, I showed up with five. When I told you that you were adorably innocent, you laughed. But you found out better, didn't you? There is always more depravity in me. Always more heights of pleasure to explore. Always more shocking things to discover about yourself. You called yourself a whore, but you weren't really fulfilled until you became my whore. I have my suit and tie, and you're in your tight little skirt with no panties, high heels, and a see-through shirt. You know that we're going out tonight. And you cannot conceal how excited you are to find out where. In fact, from where I'm sitting, I would say you look as nervous as a virgin on prom night. Well, enough waiting. Let's find out something new about you, my perfect little whore.